This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the first Missouri Senate measure to be signed into law this year.
Senate Bill 51, which is an act that would modify the provisions.
Senate Bill 51 was pre-filed on December 1st, heard by the Missouri Senate Governmental Accountability Committee on January 19th, sent to the Missouri House of Representatives on February 2nd, truly agreed to and finally passed on April 12th, and signed by the governor on April 27th. Senator Carla Esslinger of Osceola is the sponsor. She tells the Missouri Senate Governmental Accountability Committee, which she chairs, her proposal relates to physical therapists.
This would modify physical therapy practice to allow healthcare consumers to directly see a physical therapist for a problem that falls within their scope as defined by the current Physical Therapy Practice Act.
Senator Esslinger also says this new law will allow someone who sprains an ankle, as an example, to immediately see a physical therapist.
And the way the law currently reads is that an individual suffering from these painful yet relatively common and minor conditions is forced to get in to see a doctor first, wait for the physician to order the treatment from a PT, and then schedule an appointment with the PT, travel, and then finally get the care. So the current result of the law, higher costs, time, frustration, and the patient's delayed treatment.
During discussion on the floor of the Missouri Senate, Senator Doug Beck of St. Louis talked about his personal experience with this issue.
A few years ago, I shoved a utility knife through my hand, and I had to work with a therapist for probably close to 7 months just to get the mobility back and everything, because I cut tendons and all this stuff. I really appreciate what they do, and I'll see that lady, sometimes a therapist, out and about in the community, and she gives me a big hug, and we talk and everything. It's great, and I'm glad we're able to do this.
Senate Bill 51 will take effect on August 28th. While this is the first Senate bill to receive executive branch approval this year, it was not the first measure to be signed into law. House Bill 14, the first supplemental bill for the current budget year, was signed back in February. House Bill 15, the second supplemental appropriations measure for this fiscal year, was signed on May 15th. We will talk more about these measures when we highlight the budget for the upcoming fiscal year at the end of next month.
No further business come before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned.
In the meantime, the first regular session of the 102nd General Assembly has officially come to a close. On Tuesday, the Missouri Senate adjourned sine die, or with no appointed date for a resumption, as required by the Missouri Constitution. The governor still has until July 14th to sign, veto, or let legislation become law without his signature. Since fiscal year 2024 will start on July 1st, he is expected to sign the 13 bills that comprise Missouri's next operating budget before that day arrives. Next up for lawmakers will be the annual veto session, which will take place in September. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate, plus see a complete list of truly agreed to and finally passed legislation by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.